Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of The Amber May Show. I have Matthew Dark from The Matthew Dark Show joining me today, and he's going to talk about this lawsuit that is sweeping the nation and how you might be able to be a plaintiff in this lawsuit because, man, they shoved down an experiment on all of us with, and they were not allowed to do that, and that is federal law. So joining me today is Matthew Dark to talk about that. So I hope you'll like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button. Or you could be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. I always add more content. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub, and find me there. Hey, if you are looking for a healthy coffee to help you lose weight and to make you more alert, then you're going to want to get a cupofhealth.com. A cupofhealth.com. It's the only weight loss coffee I know of that tastes great, will give you the mental clarity you need, the energy you need, and has so many antioxidants to get rid of all that nasty free radicals that cause damage to our body. So go to acupofhealth.com, and when you're there, use promo code Amber at checkout. Well, without any further ado, I'd love to welcome Matthew Dark to the program. I told you I have Matthew Dark joining me from the Matthew Dark Show. I'm so excited to have him. Welcome, Matthew, to the program.
This is pretty cool. It is so good to be with you. So good to see you again. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. I love that we all can get together and help each other out and do shows. And, you know, I'm glad to introduce you to my audience because I think you are a pretty, pretty cool dude.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate you having me on your show the other day. So thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. What a privilege. What a show. I'm going to tell you, that is one of the most informative lectures, presentations we've ever done on the Matthew Dark Show. Can't thank you enough. It's a valuable episode. Of course, go to Rumble, all the places, hit subscribe, never miss one. That we thank you very much for, though, ma'am.
So how did you get into the world of podcasting? Like, what's your backstory?
It really was nothing. The only thing I really had an inclination I wanted to do was I really liked PA announcing. Mm-hmm. Like even like at the airport, you know, now boarding Terminal C and that kind of stuff, or announcing then, you know, like stadium games. But I had not done nothing like that until COVID happened, and it kind of laid out to do some broadcasting work. And then the idea of, we have to talk about these very ugly, filthy topics that came about in COVID, that came about with virtual learning and our students, that came about with the destruction of our voting and our integrity in this country. Mm-hmm. It led to it, but it was such a God spirit led thing. My buddy was coaching a baseball team, and I said, "Hey, can I announce the teams?" Oh. And so that's how it happened. And then I was like, you know what, I want to do this more. And then, you know, of course you start meeting all the perfect people that come into your life and this to that. And you just praise God for a chance to get a talk and disseminate. There's some filthy stuff out there that we're going to talk about, and they may be uncomfortable while we do it, but we have to talk about these things.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I used to be a radio broadcaster. So I think the radio medium is so much fun because I interned, I thought I was going to do like TV news when I went to broadcasting school. And then I went into TV news and it was fun. Don't get me wrong, but it was very stuffy. Like, we can't have fun. We are on TV and we are broadcasters. So there is no fun. Right. You know, then you go to radio because I interned at both, right? I wanted to test my feet in both. And radio was so much more fun, way more relaxed. Totally. And so I loved it. So I got the best of both worlds. I was on talk radio. So I got the best of both worlds.
Yep.
And so it's just, so I'm glad I'm doing my show again because it feeds that broadcasting love that I have in my heart.
Oh, you're so on it. You're on it. What a gift. And again, everybody's gifting kind of comes in, and we're saying this is a moment in your life, whatever that gifting is, go for it. Go for it. Tackle it. Go crazy. because this is that moment we need everybody on board doing their fullest and mightiest. So we commend you and we're glad to be with you.
So what are we talking about today? I have a feeling it has to do with lawsuits. Am I right about that?
Or? Yeah, you are. And it's important that people understand that we're not talking about where the COVID shot, where the mandate's legal. Was it okay to tell? Was it safe? We're really not. It doesn't argue that. COVIDpenalty.com and ColoradoMedicalFreedom.com. Those are the two entities out here that have really come together in funding and finding, coordinating a lot of these, and they're called right to refuse lawsuits. Now, you have to go back 100 years, 50 years, 70 years, World War II before, all the way through the 70s until this gets addressed, on this sort of ethical treatment of human subjects when it comes to medical research and investigation on new drugs. It's very important people understand that classification matters. Meaning, when the FDA, the CDC, the HHS, when they declare a drug like the COVID shot a medical experiment or an investigational new drug, which is what it is. Okay, it's not us conspiracy. It's how they've categorized it. There are certain rules that must be adhered to. Congress prescribed every person out there the right to refuse entering medical research. You have never been obligated ever, Congress has stated it, to participate in medical research. And so that is where we start the conversation on how are you affected with COVID. Do you have a case? What do you need to do next? Well, where these cases, and if you go to, and I can show in here, Colorado Medical Freedom.
Hit the present button and you can share screen.
Okay, let me just give you this. There we go. Inside of ColoradoMedicalFreedom.com, I really think it's important for people to understand where many of these lawsuits are at. They're all over the country. So in Colorado, Washington State, California, Tennessee, Texas, they're all over there. COVIDpenalty.com is another resource where people might be an attorney wanting to participate in these kind of, I'm going to end that there. Okay, perfect. Yeah. You want to say, okay, well, I have something on my heart for Houston, Texas Methodist. See, these are all hospitals. These are all entities that, guess what happened? They said to their employees, you will take the shot by this date, or we will consider this your termination, your resignation. We are severing ties with you at this point in time on this and that day because you're refusing COVID shot. Okay. You have to understand that when the employer did that, when the governor did that, when the entity did that, they broke federal law. And that's why this is going to have the impact nationwide. They're from coast to coast, these lawsuits. They all deal with employment and imposing a penalty upon a person in which they exercised their right to refuse medical research. See, the catch is simple. We've never had medical research deployed on our people at this scale. Mm-mm. We've never seen 200 or 300 million Americans get in line for medical research. You know, most medical research trials, they're 1,000 people, 500 people, 300 people. They're each getting $1,000 to participate in this plan. And guess what? We never hear from those people again. If they become disfigured and seizured and whacked out of their mind as a result of that, they've signed up. We never hear that stuff.
No, you don't.
We hear about it now because we did it at huge scale. Mm-hmm. And so we must commend the efforts at COVIDpenalty.com. That's Brian Ward and the legal team. Okay. Yes, beautiful. The legal team going in and really now having a blueprint for the country. Lawyers are stepping up. And this is, folks, realistically, we're talking about the 20% of lawyers out there, Christian-based, America first. They're doing this because this is the right thing to do. This is justice needed. And so the hospital systems are the easiest targets because why? They had a ton of employees. They put this mandate on them. They said, you'll do it or else. And they ended up taking the bait, meaning the hospital director, the governor, they took the bait And they said to him, they said to the mother, that this is the one that gets me, is they looked at the single mother, got two kids. She's been working there for 25 years. This is a nurse at a hospital. They looked at her and they said, hey, the COVID shot's coming out. We want to impress the Biden administration. All of our employees will get this shot by this date. We know you have two kids. We know you have this job. We know you don't want to do this shot. We're going to put that on you. Do it or you're fired out the door by X and X day. They did that all over this country. Mm-hmm. And so when you say, well, you're going to go after them legally, you're going to attack them, you're going to be litigious, you're going to litigate all, absolutely. Because employers, hospital system, healthcare systems that would look at their people and do that to them, we don't want them in the system. We want them extinct. We want justice and make those people whole. And then those entities that chose the wrong side of history during this pandemic, they must be now dealt with. And it might be that they just don't survive the legal aspect of it. So that is the exciting news legally around this country, is that there's really no way around that. That they have stepped in those puddles. There's no one doing it other than now, what's the check look like? How big are we talking? Here's the impact, though. The ripples effects of these lawsuits settling and proceeding and going to jury trials. And could you imagine a jury trial, a federal jury trial, in which a massive hospital system is guilty of imposing this on our people? And now you go through the country, mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, we got to rethink it all.
You know what I like about the idea of this? We have gotten too many monopolies across the country, and they're not going to demonopolize anything because they're all friends and they're all helping each other get super, super rich and pushing out the small guy. You know, in Phoenix, where I'm at, we used to have several little independent hospitals like the Baptist Hospital and the Catholic Hospital and, you know, the Methodist Hospital and so on and so forth. Right now you have Abrazo and you're on Banner. Those are the two really big ones. Yep. And there might be one other one, you know, so, and they've eaten up all the hospitals. So really, truly, if you really think about it, just like in the media world, there's a handful of companies that own every single media outlet there is, where you think you're having a choice on what you're watching, what you're reading, what you're consuming as far as media goes. Right. That's a lie. It's not true, because there's a handful of people that are controlling every single thing you watch, hear, and see. And the same goes for the hospital systems. Yep. They've gotten so big and so large that they were able to do this cahoot together, because they were all in this together. All of the friends were in it together. I wish we knew, and maybe you do, maybe you don't. I want to know the dollar amount. What were these top executives paid for this rollout across all, not just the hospital systems, but all the major corporations that said, you will get this shot or you will get fired? To me, that's like putting a gun to someone's head. You're a father, you're a husband. What would that feel like to you if you wouldn't be able to provide for your family? Let's just talk like humanity. Tell me from your perspective, from a man's perspective, what would it feel like to you if tomorrow you did not have a paycheck? And what would the weight be? Walk me through what that would feel like.
Well, it would be really simple. We would be rallying men as a cry to, do you see, you can take my job. That's fine. You can take my things. I could care less about that. Do you understand, though, that they're coming for everything right now? Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing, is that we're not really ready to take our minds to the places that global elites, these cabal true demons. I mean, this is only mm-hmm. demonic spirit that would do this to a fellow human being. You know, when you see these devouring Democrats doing what you're doing. So you want to take that? That's fine. You want to try to strip me out? I can tell you right now, my instincts as COVID was developing with take a shot or else, or behave like we say or else. I never once thought to myself, huh, I don't want to dip my toe in like disobedience to my governor. So I'm just going to, I never thought that once. I believe you had to have true discernment from the spirit that this is from the enemy. This is wicked. So I say the same spirit comes to you when they say, hey, Matt, you're not being compliant down at the plant. We're going to make sure you're going to lose your home. Your kids could live outside this Christmas seasons. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a demon trying to take a worldly possession from me. So no. I rebuke that. I stand against that. That has to be my response to that, because guess what? The bait is, but I could take the shot. I could get my kid to take the shot and everything's cool. We don't have to worry about that financial scare. That's on the table for every American. And the choice was there for so many doctors. You talk about executives. They knew that people were getting hurt. They saw that results were bad. Hospital protocols were killing people. You say, well, can we figure out how much money were they making per? We don't know this, but we do know that remdesivir, when that was added to the hospital bill, morphine, ventilator, remdesivir, we knew we had 20% bukus coming in. Mm-hmm. If we could get them on a ventilator for 14 days,
right,
that was worth so much money. And mm-hmm. there was a piece of, oh, and by the way, there's no audit. There's no accounting. The COVID money was just, who knows? You could see where this money, I mean, we get mm-hmm. $200 billion to Ukraine. We print $6 trillion in a pandemic. There's no, we hear about all kinds of pandemic and PPP fraud and mm-hmm. all sorts of the. We have no idea, but we know if you're not money motivated during COVID, then you had to be people motivated. I mean, that's what you did. You either gravitated toward helping your fellow man and rallying mm-hmm. and connecting with your fellow man, or you saw mm-hmm. it as money, power time, wealth transfer, suppression. You fell in two categories, and we fell in the side of, oh, no, this is a lie going on, and we're not playing that game. So I'm sad for those that fell into COVID that regret, because it's like they took the bait. They mm-hmm. now know they were wrong. They maybe have consequence, but they're, you know, I'm saying, get over here. You're forgiven. Mm-hmm. Let's go. It's well. We've got people still stuck in pride, stuck over here in this idea that I can't admit I was wrong about COVID. When that person, that zombie wakes up and said, Dr. Fauci did this to me, HHS did this to me, Joe Biden did this to me, my governor did. When that zombie wakes up and says, you tried to kill my kid and now I see it, mm-hmm. they have a serious problem.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey friends, are you feeling constantly fatigued? Dealing with constant chronic fatigue, where it's hard to get out of bed, it's hard to go to work, it's hard to play with the kids, it's just hard to do life. That's no life at all. And maybe you're overweight. Is it hard for you to lose weight? If these are problems that you're dealing with, perhaps you have a hormone imbalance. I would really highly recommend that you go see Dr. Meehan at meehanmd.com. Because he is an expert in balancing hormones and getting our body working at optimal health. So if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, you just feel off. You don't feel the way you want to feel, like you did a couple years ago, 5 years ago. Maybe you've been dealing with this for many years. Stop dealing with it. Start living life. So go check out meehanmd.com. When you're there, let him know Amber May sent you, because he can help you get the health that you want, restore your body's hormonal balances back to the way God created it, and make you feel better. And while you're there, check out his supplemental store. He has amazing supplements to help support all kinds of functions in the body, whether you're trying to support your immune health, your gut health, maybe you have trouble sleeping. Go check him out at meehanmd.com. When you're there, use promo code Amber at checkout.
Hey, I'm Christina Bob, and you are listening to The Amber May Show.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
And so we just continue to try to claw and inspire that person to say it couldn't be more clear what they're trying to do to humanity.
Well, if these lawsuits run in the favor of the people, and they end up shelling millions out, and let's say they have to close business or whatever, I'm actually not super sad about that.
No.
Because that's going to demonopolize the control of 100%. All these large corporations on the hospitals. And we might be able to go back to the little individual hospitals that we had before, where we would actually have choice in the matter of healthcare,
right?
And how things would be run, where one hospital would do maybe see things differently. Maybe the Baptist hospital where I lived would have done the COVID thing completely different than the other hospital down the road. I actually could see this as something very good, and maybe in the immediate, maybe it could be scary for the people that work in these facilities. Mm-hmm. And I could see how that might be scary.
Bail. That's okay. And my message to them, because I talk to people like them a lot, where they're either, it's like they're getting into a college, getting into an internship, getting into a job, getting into a residency, and they're jumping through these hoops when it comes to COVID, masking, vaccinating, proof of this and all this stuff. They're jumping through all these hoops, and they all explain it as this wonderful opportunity for them. And you're telling me this is a wonderful opportunity to work for these monsters? Look at how they're treating you over COVID, in which they are clearly dead wrong. If you're running around worried about COVID protocols and getting sick of protocol and staying up to date on your boosters, you are mentally ill at this point, because you're not hearing, seeing, feeling the data. But we're not stopping and saying, well, why would I want to dedicate my life to an employer like that? We have to stop chasing these worldly shiny things and rebuke them, because we know where they're coming from. They're distractions to say, just take another boost, and the sky's the limit for your fortunes and your fame and your career. And that game played because you had fear behind it. There's no fear. So what's after fear? Force. How do you rebuke force? Well, you got to have power too. And knowledge is that power. And that's why you say when you have the right to refuse. Because if your employer came to you now, armed with the power of the right to refuse medical research, would you do it? You could take half the shot takers and say, no, I didn't know. They told me I had to. I didn't know I could.
Correct.
I couldn't sue their brains out and maybe make $1 million. You know,
correct.
I didn't know. Of course, they deceived you. Of course, they didn't.
There was
you.
A lot of deception. A lot.
So much. And that's what we're talking about. Having that discernment, seeing that this is fear. This is not real. This is fear coming from somebody who also is in fear. How many of these employers, these high level government people, they're not like these brave people. They'll do whatever it takes to keep that power in position.
Mm-hmm.
And they just throw that down the stream. And here we are. Oh, okay. Yeah. And it stops right now. Why? Because we, the people, have been prescribed certain rights. And one of those rights is to say no. And so that's why ColoradoMedicalFreedom.com, you can go there, you can view it, you can become a plaintiff, an attorney, attorneys that are saying, hey, I want to represent that. How many attorneys out there have chased car accidents, injury,
right,
slipping?
Right.
This is real money, real injuries,
right,
and these are going to be real victories. So we have just a chance to really change. I'm just so excited. They don't have the publicity yet. See, these cases, they don't have national Supreme Court, you know, like you're going to see with Trump, Supreme Court getting ready to make a ruling in early January or whatever on ballot. Well, these to me are the same. These are Roe v. Wade, because what? They violated something that Congress prescribed to you, and we're going to have the world see it. What they did during COVID was illegal on so many levels. And now, unfortunately, the legal system is going to have to devour them. And so we are just rally behind stuff and spending your time, efforts, treasure, talents in areas that speak to your heart. This area spoke to our heart, because I think to fire somebody over this kind of junk medicine is a really cruel, awful thing. And we had a clip. I'll tell you this and then turn it to you. We had a gentleman. I worked at a station in We did a show once a week in St. Simons Island, Georgia. He did a clip, a PSA clip one time. It was the first Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day of 2021. So the shot had just rolled out, and he played a clip of all these kids in the summer sort of recalling their first Mother's Day without a mother. And they were all moms that had died after the vaccination. And we don't hear those stories as much anymore, but there was a period of time where that mom had to take a shot because she had to provide for those kids. And for some people, the shot was lethal, fatal. They never woke up, and it left victims, kids motherless. And so he shared that. And it's never really left me, is that some employer thought they had the right to essentially murder somebody's mom, because that's a biotoxic weapon that was designed to hurt people. And they said, take this stuff or you're fired. So we're gonna always be brave and walk right into that kind of darkness, because as you walk closer to that kind of wickedness, it starts to flee. It's when you start to say, okay, I don't want any, if that's when it becomes scary and you're overwhelmed and you can't do anything. But we're going to actually stand right against it. You can't do it. Never do it again. There will be consequences, but we hope everybody learns a lot from the way government handled COVID and then the way you personally responded in that moment of decision.
Maybe this is also a blessing in disguise, because this was the foreground to see how far that it could push humanity into total control. And eventually goes into the smart cities and the social credit score. And we were hearing about the COVID passports. The COVID passports was eventually going to turn into your social credit score. And, and that's not completely off the table yet. I mean, they're still pushing the social credit score, that because they want absolute ultimate control. They want to know what's going on in your body at all times. Not only that, but they want to be able to control the currency. I mean, we're getting a push for the universal basic income, which is not good for anybody. It sounds great, right? On the surface, it sounds wonderful. I'm going to get all this money for free from the government without doing anything. But does anybody who's not gaming the system, does anyone who live off the government, are they living the high life? Are they super wealthy? Are they living the best life possible? No.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hey, this is Jeff Dornick, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust, that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend, if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com
patriotmobile.com/amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/amber. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
None of them do. So what makes you think this universal basic income is going to allow you to live at the level you're living now? It's a falsity. It's a lie. It might be like that for a minute, but then eventually inflation's going to kick in, because who's paying for all of us to live on a universal basic income? You have to have workers for them to take money from in order to give it to these people over here. It's communism. So it will not, this is not a sustainable model. It'll be the super rich and the ultra poor. And yes. So the COVID thing was the beginning of this. How far can we take this, people, so that can we usher in all this right away? I mean, this was the stepping stone. How far can we push the people? How much can we control the people? How much can we do a wealth transfer? And then thank God that God intervened with people that were trying to get out there and scream at the top of their lungs.
Right.
With the threat of losing their medical license, with the threat of losing their law license, with the threat of being cancel cultured everywhere we go. I mean, you and I, we were out there screaming at the top of our lungs. I know I was cancel cultured everywhere. And then you and I faced backlash from people that we care about. People were calling us crazy. People stopped wanting to invite us over to go do stuff.
Right.
And all we were trying to do is, if I know your house is on fire and you're sleeping in the house,
yes,
as crazy it is, even if you don't know your house is on fire, it's my obligation to do everything I can to wake you up, whether you think I'm crazy or not, because yes, I care about you enough that I want to make sure you don't die in that fire. So it was the same thing. And it was hard. I don't know for you, but it was hard for me. I kept pushing through because God called me to do it for such a time as this. It was hard to get rejected by people that I cared about. It was hard for them to think I was crazy. But look now where all this evidence has come out. Because you're right. There was a remnant. God was speaking to some people and saying, hey, this is not good. Do not do this. Do not do this.
That's right. I find it shocking at this point. This is where I'm like, I didn't expect everybody to maybe have the same reaction initially, but with the point where we're at now with this much known information and how much lying went on at the federal level, government level, and then disseminated below CNN, how much just blatant lies, it's been caught over and over. There's never been one vaccine report, data, anything that said, wow, it's actually starting to really work well. And people are having fantastic. We've never seen one report like that. We've seen it get worse after worse after worse. We know what's happened. My thing, and I still think about it probably the most of anything, what is it inside of that person that won't let them come to that truth? And then what do we need to do is continue with our messaging to bring that truth? Because I don't think I know I'm right about the COVID shot. I know you're right about the COVID shot. I know the Reawaken Tour is right about the COVID shot. I know all the leaders that have pushed for the preservation of humanity are right about the COVID shot and its evil, wicked, nefarious origin. We know we're never going to go back and say, oh, I cannot believe we missed it. You know, I think I would have the decency to be able to say, yeah, I think I was way off on that. I think I could. There's not a scenario, though, where that happens. And so it's like, okay, so if you believe in the Great Reset, then you believe that COVID was phase one of that Great Reset. Mm-hmm. And now you must have that same level of, not that you're right about everything, but examination and processing of lockdown, fake terrorist alerts. Like, you know, I am absolutely convinced for 2024, Democrats cannot allow themselves to lose this election. What they've done is so dirty, heinous, illegal, off the charts, that Republicans, for their own survival, will have to go in and take apart all of that swamp, all of that deep state, all of this administration that has destroyed this country in 3 years, for their own survival, because that's what Democrats are in the process of doing. And so if Democrats allow themselves to lose this 2024 election, all the dirty secrets from Obama to present day are go expose. And We do have to see Hillary Clinton potentially hung. We do have to see Joe Biden and his son both going to jail, Bernie Madoff style. And we have to do all those things. And so, you know, it's not off the table that we have fake terrorism all over this country come election season. And we're just going to suspend a la Ukraine, because the democracy in Ukraine that we're over there defending with 200 to billion, they've suspended elections until the war's over.
And that's what I thought they were going to do in the United States. And I don't take it off the table.
Not off the table. You're right.
I could see that happening. Oh, we have the war in Ukraine. Oh, we have the war in Israel. So yeah. We can't change presidents now.
Hamas is here. We have to stay inside. We do not. Christopher Wray already planted that seed for you folks that you could absolutely get this increased domestic terrorist threat. Because why? You've also let, 12 million people in 3 years. You know,
oh, my gosh. Just the other day,
disgusting beast.
I saw a huge video of all these military age men coming into the country just allowed in. I mean, it was hundreds and it's every day hundreds of these men coming across our border. Why? Because you don't think there's going to be terrorist activity in our country when you let foreign nationals invade. It's an invasion. The only difference is at this point in time, they're not shooting off guns and missiles and bombs at this moment. But that doesn't mean it's not going to happen down the road.
And you take that number of military age men you just tossed out there, just slap 10 years into the future. This 10, 12 million people that we've said, come on in, no problem. That's 80, probably close to 80 million people over the next decade, just by what's come in right now. The folks need to understand that the people that have gotten in under Joe Biden, they're never going home. They're never going to get deported. There's no way to get rid of them. There will be probably close to 15 million people have come into the country by the time Joe Biden is out of office. That is a breathtaking and one of the most depressing, disturbing, upsetting stats numbers that I come across in all the things that we cover and look at throughout a daily basis with news is what goes on at that border, how you could physically destroy a country, permanently alter a country. Go look at Sweden. Go look at these countries that have said we're open border, where your native Swede is now a minority. That's good. Why is that good? Somebody explain to me how that is somehow good. And it's not, but it's globalist and it's anti-human and it's anti-God and it's anti-country and it's anti all these things. And so we are on the discernment and processing of every little potential game that takes us off mission, because we must get President Trump elected again. That's the only, and they say, oh, you're just like a sycophant for Trump. And you tell me anybody else who's got 90 million fans, because that's what it's going to take. You need 90 million fans to win the 2024 election. They told us Joe Biden printed 81 million. You think it's going down? No. President Trump has gained fans over this. What they've tried to do to him and his supporters. You think we're going to be turned away now? No. This is our final stand. This is the kill we're going for to get you out. And nobody, Nikki Haley, a disgrace, and Ron DeSantis, throw your career away. All these guys, maybe outside of Vivek, that have come in and dared do this to President Trump, knowing they don't have the 90 to 100 million voters that it's going to take to win this election. And how dare they say they do anything other than what's for the people, because getting Donald Trump is the only thing that can stop this madness. Because if you think Democrats stop here, good luck, folks. They are going for it all right now.
Matthew, they showed their hand. They said Joe Biden was the most popular president of all time. That's why he beat Donald Trump in the election in 2020, right?
Right.
If he was so freaking popular, then why did they try to remove him from your ballot in Colorado?
Exactly.
It's election interference, because they know that he was never the most popular president, and they know he didn't beat him in 2020. He couldn't beat him now in 2024. And so now they're so desperate that if they can't shut our elections down with war, they're trying to take him off the ballot so that people don't have a choice. You know what? If people don't want Donald Trump because of a supposed insurrection, they just won't vote for him.
That's right.
But instead, they know it's not an insurrection. The DOJ never charged him for an insurrection because they know they can't. They have nothing on him for an insurrection. even though the media wants to call it an insurrection. And I know it's going to be overturned. He already appealed it, I think, the decision. So I think he's still going to stay on the ballot in Colorado because he appealed or he's fighting it. So I think for now he's still on the ballot in Colorado, despite what the Supreme Court said, because they're fighting it. And unless the ultimate Supreme Court of the United States says otherwise, he should be on the ballot in Colorado. They tried to do it in Arizona. So if you don't see this election interference, I don't know what else to show you, because this is really in your face. Yes. What they did in 2020 and 22 behind the scenes, adding extra ballots in, there's no need for Arizona and Maricopa County to have weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of counting. It's not that many ballots to have weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Why? Because they kept having to shove more ballots in to beat their opponent.
You must remember, and that's such a great point you say, they did not anticipate the 75 million votes that Donald Trump got. People don't like to go back and look at the razor thin margins and the success that President Trump and his, had in his reelection. To increase votes like that, they did not see that coming. Okay. They had to print, they had to delay, they had to buy time, they had to do the 2,000 mules. They knew that another Donald Trump, this is the scariest thing for Democrats in the world, is that a Donald Trump who now is smarter, has reason to be pissed, has no reason to play nice, has no, will never hold public office again, cannot run for stuff again, is going to be 80 years old. That President Trump going after the deep state, the cabal, the globalist, sick, demonic pig, that is terrifying to them. And that's why when you look at all the things that are coming our way, all these trials against him, cases against him, removing of the ballot against him, his life being taken from him, is that's on the table every day too. Mm-hmm. You see, because they have to go all the way. You said it, they did show their cards. They're coming for it all. They're basically telling you, we're SOBs. We'll take it from you, but you can join us and not have any of that trouble. They're saying that to you out loud. And we're saying, well, hold on a second. That's selling my soul. That's a communist country. That's China style. I want nothing to do with that. No, thank you. I guess I'll be on my own. And so that's where we come to in 2024. We're pleading with Democrat moms and dads all the times. Your kids deserve better than this, even though your pride is in the way. It's my messaging to Democrat moms and dads. I voted for Bill Clinton. I've been since it. These are not Democrats anymore. These are something else. These are Democrats. These are something we've never seen before, because they're willing to do things to children, the innocent. They're willing to break laws. They're willing to ignore constitutional rights. They're willing to do whatever it takes to take
power. They're willing to take the parents' right away from their kids.
That's breathtaking. And when you process that language and you process what that means, you would want nothing to, are you, who the hell? That's a pervert in a white van. I want nothing to do with, that's a psychopath. But you're not discerning the way they're messaging that this is a trans movement and your kid is being the real kid and you need to be teaching CRT and all. These are lies from demons, folks. And if you can get your discernment in line with God and you can process that, you'll say, no, thank you. And as the more people say no, they go away, they flee into the darkness they came from. And guess what? We win and we advance the kingdom back on mission.
Did you know that a leader is only a leader as long as someone follows him? Did you know that?
Well, that's fair. That's good. I like that. It's a simple way to say it.
So if we say no and we do not follow the supposed leader, then they have no power. Did you know this, Matthew?
Yeah.
I just saw this yesterday. I kind of posted it. I know it's a little bit hard to see, so I apologize that it's a little hard to see on here. But so basically what I'm trying to show you is the Washington Post used to have a link on their website for the Ukrainian war, and now it's gone. So does that mean Ukraine won the war?
Oh, I love it. You know,
are they not covering it anymore, right?
That's another beautiful one. I know Adam Kinzinger, the fake demonic Republican that, you know, of course, was so anti-Trump, never Trump, now a big CNN guy, still a huge Ukraine fan. And I look at the Ukraine fan, like the Black Lives Matter fan, like the COVID shot fan, like the Joe Biden's the nicest moderate that we've ever seen fan is you bought a climate change fan. The person just bought hook, line, and sinker, total BS, total bull sugar. You won't come to terms with it. Throw another one in the bucket. The Ukraine war is actually, we haven't even seen the remote, the dustings of it. It was such an annihilation. They lost so many people, men, in Ukraine. And here's what's the sad thing about Ukraine is it's not a democracy. It's a complete corrupt, evil country. It's going to be left with this. They've lost all their men, the fathers, the military. They're all dead. Okay. It's not like this was a United States-sized country. They're left with women, children, the cripple, the elderly that didn't have to go fight. You know, they were 55, 60 years old being drafted in and forced to go fight Russia.
There was young men being kidnapped on the street to go fight Russia?
Whisk them away.
Did you know that was happening?
Yes, whisk them in away. And when we run out of those, we'll just go get a homeless guy and then we'll get an old guy. And that's what they were doing in Ukraine. And they were telling us back home that we've got to support this. If we lose Ukraine, democracies all over this world will fall. Putin's coming for everything. And that was a great lie. And so many brain dead psychopaths bought that lie and they won't come to terms with it, but we're not participating. I wouldn't send your old dog to fight in Ukraine, let alone your money or your son or your daughters or anything. It is off the charts as you have an invasion going on. Same story in Israel. Palestinian children are being slaughtered every day. It's disgusting and filthy. You see, people want to stand for this side or the other. What you're standing for is just death. I mean, essentially going on in all these pro-war places in the world. We've got to get a completely abandon that thinking that the United States belongs in all these conflicts. And until people start saying, no, we choose life. We want nothing to do with it. Out. But our government just wants to spend money and perpetuate fear and death. And until we say we're not interested, and we are saying we're not interested in Ukraine, everybody knows Ukraine now is a scam. Okay. Everybody
it's a money laundering operation at the least.
Joe Biden has three estates, and one of those is coming from Ukraine's profiteering. Okay. We know that. Okay. So, and we know Israel is a cash cow for so much of this as well. So we're just saying this because our lives are not really in great shape here. We better make sure our own houses are, you know, not imploding. Our own homeless people aren't being stepped upon. Our own innocent are being slaughtered here in America. Before we think we have these trillions of dollars, you know, $2 trillion, 20 years in Iraq. Then we go right into Ukraine. Oh, perfect timing. Now we have Israel. Oh, perfect timing. Now we have domestic terrorism. Oh, perfect timing. Now we have martial law, Joe Biden for life. I'm sorry, folks, wake up. This is that moment that's happening.
The United States government hasn't really shown us how our money that they took out of our paychecks helped the basic Ukrainian people. They did not show us that. And in fact, the Ukraine was also another blessing, I guess, in a way, because we realize now with the FTX thing and other information that has come out, all these wars are like money laundering operations.
Totally.
They literally take money out of our checks every single week. And then they go send that money to another country. Yep. That way they can wash it out. Yep. And then they all split it up. All these political people in office, whether it's people in the Ukrainian government or people in the United States government, they wash it and then they line their pocketbooks with the money that they just stole from us. How and they say we're supporting the Ukrainian people. We're supporting the globalist people lining their own pocket with money they stole from us. That's what we're supporting.
And we're cheering it on. Exactly. And it's like we're at rallies cheering it on. And it's like, well, hold on a second. Now, these are supposed to be like $182,000 a year jobs, but these are filthy rich politicians. And it's like that alone should piss people off. It's like, well, that's, you know what? This is kind of bullcrap because my check's shrinking and these people all seem to be getting richer. And I'm donating to their campaign and I'm showing up to these rallies and I'm screaming like a maniac and I'm pretending to go along with all this crazy ideas. where's the disconnect, folks? Where's your own self-worth, folks, and saying, you know what? You know what? That's not right. I'm not voting for that. I'm going to do something about it. That's where we're at, right, as a people, just sort of turning over our stuff. I'm sure our government has our best interest. Those days are long, long gone, folks. And if you don't wake up, they're coming for the kill. The only, I guess, sort of bittersweet part of it is these Democrats that have laid over and said, Joe Biden's the best and the economy's the best and COVID's the best and the open border's the best. And those are actually the ones they're going to devour first. You know, they don't know that yet, but that's the ones that they're coming for as their first sort of slave experiment. And so there's still time though, because all's forgiven, but you got to get off that ship now. Let's do
it. Well, the truth is it's been a uniparty. I mean, we've had the fake Republicans that say they're for the people, but really they're part of Liars. The uniparty, the globalist agenda, right? So it's really, we think we have a two-party system, but really it's been a one-party system with a few people on both. I would say there's a few, like I would say RFK, he's not totally sold out to the globalists. That's why they didn't want him running for office, right?
Right. And he was a lifelong
Democrat, right? Sure. So, I mean, even on that side of the aisle, there was some people that still loved America, even if we might disagree with how we got to certain policies, right?
Fair. Yep.
But I want to ask you, since you're from Colorado, what are the people in Colorado saying with the Supreme Court ruling about taking Donald Trump off the ballot? Are they happy about it? Are they upset about it? Tell me, what are the people in Colorado? Do they not care? I mean, maybe they don't even care.
So it's actually a much more moderate state than it appears on its legislation and the extreme nature of its policy. This is a state that has been destroyed by mail-in voting for about the last 15, 16 years. You've seen a radical shift.
Okay. Yes, I remember when it
used to be a red state, total red state. You could put it in the bank. Yep. Okay. And it shifted really hard. It corresponded with mail-in voting. There is California, same thing, where you see these radicals. It's like the state's that extreme.
And now doing that here in Arizona.
Arizona is one of those. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so everywhere that mail-in voting goes, extreme Democrat victory and power follow. It's the way it works. And so you can see when you can't print it, like they did in 2020, they printed it. In 2024, they've imported it with the border, right? Because those people are going to get ballots. These people that came over the border, they have ability to get them a ballot. So
just federal ballot.
Absolutely. Yep. That they will be voting, and there's no way to monitor this stuff.
Nope, because you don't need to have ID for a federal ballot.
No, that's right. And when you sprinkle 12 million votes throughout the country, you can't lose. You can strategically put them where you want them. We're paying for you to live here. You're going to live and vote in this precinct for this election. That's happening, folks. Okay. So as far as Colorado goes, the people are actually against it. They think it's wrong, but you know what? They're so beat down from the rhinos are against them, right? Mm-hmm. There's not enough people that are brave enough to say, I'm a Trumper, I'm an all-Trump guy, I'm a MAGA Republican or whatever. They still want to play that. That's a little offensive to my friends at the office, corporate BS stuff. Because why? They've been beaten down, that every year Republicans get slaughtered in Colorado because of mail-in voting. And now there's really not a lot of pushback fight. But I listen to talk radio or cruising around and those kind of things. And no, people are saying, yeah, but this is ridiculous. You don't have to love Trump, but you're going to take him off the ballot. That's the sentiment here, because most people are pretty in the middle here. And it's a very slim 3-5% that like the extreme abortion laws here, the extreme homelessness here, the extreme drug use here, the extreme laws here, a transgender safe haven here. Mm-hmm. Well, most people, less than 5% of the state is into the wicked, icky, yucky stuff that is getting passed. But when you have a supermajority that you get through fake mail-in votes, you can pass all kinds of crazy stuff. And as a mega wealthy $600 million governor in Illinois, you look at these rich governors, like, what kind of a demon is worth that kind of money? Wants to be a governor, a civil servant making no money, and then be a part of these really wild, extreme They could help solve homelessness. They could help solve all kinds of crises, donating their resources, and they go and do stuff like this. So it's a really become a filthy state in which it looks prohibitive that Republicans could ever do anything well here again. But you'd have to be truly mentally ill or in an IQ in the 20s to look at a Joe Biden reality and a Donald Trump reality and say somehow you're going with Joe Biden. I think you're mentally ill, or I think you need an IQ test because something's not clicking for you.
So the middle people in Colorado are saying that's a little too far.
You shouldn't be taking them off. You've taken it too far. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Why do that?
I mean, really, it goes back to what I said earlier. If the American people don't want a president supposedly who caused an insurrection, they won't vote for him.
Right.
You don't need to take him off the ballot. And if he does win, well, what does that tell you? That means the American people wanted that person to win.
It also might tell you that you don't have a clue what the hell an insurrection is, and that you sound like a fool running around talking about that as an insurrection. You sound like a damn fool when you said the COVID shot, one and done, and now we find out all this stuff. You sound like a damn fool when you said the border was closed and here we come with 12 million coming through. You sound like a damn fool when you said Biden was going to be the great reach across the aisle. Okay. You sound like you've been wrong every single time. Okay. Wrong about Joe Biden. You were wrong to get rid of. It was wrong to do what they did to Trump. It's wrong that he's going through all these things. It's wrong. It's most people know what's going on in America is wrong right now. It's not enough have the courage, though, to say it out loud and say, yeah, I know you it's status quo to go along with Trump, such a loser, bad guy, filthy guy. But, you know, the way they're treating him is a double standard, and it's a hypocrisy. Have the courage to say that and watch these people. Ooh, but power in numbers, because everybody sees it.
What I've been telling to my people in my legislative district is in this next election, because we have a one vote majority in the legislature and they already stole the executive branch. So in this next go round, if they really, truly destroy our state legislature, we're going to have to start running our candidates as Democrats to take back what they stole, because the only way you're going to win in a state like Colorado is if real true conservatives start running on the Democrat ticket.
It's true,
because that's what they did to us. They ran their people on the Republican ticket when they weren't Republicans at all. We're not had the same viewpoint as the Republicans. They ran their people on the Republican ticket. They said all the right talking points. Mm-hmm. They got elected, and then they voted with the other team. So that's how we have to play moving forward. If you live in Colorado and you're thinking of running for office, run as a Democrat.
That's right.
California, run as a Democrat. And in Arizona, if this falls in this next election, we're going to have to start running as Democrats. It's the only way that we're going to take our states back. Well, I want to thank you, Matthew, for coming on our program today. How can people find your show?
Okay, well, thank you so much. And what a privilege. And I love it. And of course, we're going to have you back and we're going to continue that. We're going to be so excited. The MatthewDarkShow.com. Okay, so that'll link you up everywhere we are. Videos are always on Rumble, Spotify, of course, everywhere you get your podcasts. Colorado Medical Freedom. I would say just do this, folks. ColoradoMedicalFreedom.com. That's the website. Go there if you want to fund a case, donate. It's all tax deductible, 501c3, or you're potentially a plaintiff, a case. You were fired for saying, no, I don't want to do it. Now I don't have a job. You might be, or an attorney looking to get sort of the template and be a part of these lawsuits nationwide. Get that free education from Brian Ward, who has really put together a wonderful team. ColoradoMedicalFreedom.com can get you started there, but connect with the show. We love a follow, and we're going to want to stay interactive with you guys, because I think 2024 is going to have stuff that you've never seen in your life before.
I agree. Well, thank you, Matthew, for spending time today. We'll catch you next time.
Sounds good. God bless everybody. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show. EBSRA LLC is a registered investment advisor. The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investment, or investment strategies. Investment involves risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategies discussed.